More now on one of the more bizarre findings of the day. Using a lot of that hand sanitizer could allow small amounts of alcohol to be absorbed into the body. And that is a potential problem for people in substance abuse programs. Dr. Gary Ricefield is the co-author of the study.
Here at the University of Florida's Florida Recovery Center, where we take care of many recovering professionals who are required to abstain from alcohol, we often hear the story from them that the reason that they failed the drug test for alcohol use was that they had used hand sanitizer very frequently. And this, of course, is something that is, if not unique to doctors and nurses, certainly characteristic of professionals who have frequent contact with patients and therefore a need to sanitize their hands many, many times during the course of the day.
The excuse was met with skepticism before this study.
Well, this was a pilot study using 11 volunteers with no significant alcohol history. We required them to be abstinent from all alcohol for about a week before the study. There were three study days in which the subjects came in and for 10 straight hours on each of these days cleansed their hands with Purell sanitizer every 5 minutes. So this was 120 touches with Purell for three straight days. We measured their urine and we found that of the 11 subjects in the study, 8 of the subjects produced at least one urine that the ETG level exceeded the threshold that's used for presumptive alcohol use.
Dr. Ricefield says no alcohol itself was found in the test, just the biomarkers, so it should not be a concern to somebody who is avoiding drinking alcohol.